morning, KINS. It's Wednesday, the 18th of October. Joining us this morning, the guy who just can't keep his hands off things, Rex Bone.
Good morning.
Yeah.
I hope this
see how long that thing stays in the suspension, huh?
I hope this is insured.
I've even got the parts coming in to replace that suspension.
Oh, you still got the hamster wheel that ran this place originally.
Well, you know, that's, you know, it was Grandpa's
understand.
Icon.
Understand.
Yeah, we just call it Gremlin now.
One big tube.
Yeah. Rex Bone is alongside. Our quote this morning comes from, boy, Arthur Simpson. Never tell a lie when you can BS your way through. Yeah, isn't that the case, huh? So you recovered a little bit from the weekend's trials and tribulations?
Yeah, most of it was, you know, prior to the weekend. Then we had quite a bit of stuff this weekend, but I... You know, we can differ on a lot of things in Humboldt County, and we can debate a lot of things. But I was getting calls from people that probably wouldn't pee on me if I was on fire saying, hey, how do I help? How do I donate? And I think we all realize that our neighbors to the south, I mean, you know, especially Lake and Mendocino, Sonoma's got the whole Bay Area feeding them. But, I mean, the distribution center, I'm really impressed with the distribution center of Salvation Army. We cooked there for a couple of days, and they are even in a – the organized chaos was very organized.
It's been interesting for me, I mean, if we set aside the actual event.
Yeah.
How, you know, all the news media is now streaming in, and whether they're in Napa or in Sonoma. And I don't know. Yeah, you know, I pick up on the weird little things, right? Santa Rosa, right?
Yeah.
Not Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
Everybody trying to pronounce it, you know, not the local.
Santa Maria.
Yeah. It's like, come on, guys. It's Santa Rosa. Don't do that. You know, don't embellish it. Don't, I mean, it is what it is. Just play it straight. You know, and so you hear the guys from KCBS, Santa Rosa, Santa Rosa. But here come the New York guys, Santa Rosa. Yeah. It's like, no, it's not Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, it was just very heartwarming. I mean, I ran into a lot of kids.
But what was it like for those of us who haven't been there? I mean, you can see the pictures on the internet. Okay, fine, great. You see the flames on the TV. Okay, fine, great. But driving through.
Driving.
Is it as ugly as what?
Yeah, and driving down there. I mean, we got to the other side. I mean, we got to Willits, and it kind of felt like we were driving into hell because, I mean, coming out of the other side of Willits down the grade, there was fire on both sides of the road. And it wasn't just a little bit of fire. It was all burning. And then and then coming into the Ukiah or back of Mother Denison's, I mean, the flames
The broiler?
Yeah. Yeah. But and back of Mrs. Denison, the old right. Mrs. Denison's on the left.
On the east side the
flames were just boiling. And then, you know, coming down, you can see Lake County. And then everywhere. It was just, there was 17 fires, and there was fires everywhere. And it just, Windsor, I mean, right to the highways. What amazed me is all the guardrails that were gone. You realize how hot it was.
Yeah.
The guardrails were all gone, and it was so hot they bent. And I mean, miles and miles of guardrails. And then you realize, boy, this is why they had the road closed, because it was burning pretty hot.
Yeah, it's we had the situation in Lake County.
2 years, yeah.
Yeah, okay, one side of the highway, but it never jumped. So that was a little surreal. We had the Chetco Bar earlier in the year, and that was a little weird, but it never made it into town proper. But, you know, you had the skies and all that kind of stuff, and that was weird. This, though, the
Tubbs fires burned up.
It burned
300 house subdivisions that were just no different than Lumbar Hills or a subdivision in Myrtletown or something like that. I mean, subdivisions that weren't 2 acres with a whole bunch of fields. It just wiped them out. And it's just, I mean, these people, I talked to people down there that had lost their house, but their businesses that they worked at were also closed up because they burn up.
Yeah. Oh, that's 6,500.
There's almost 6,000 structures burnt now. And I mean,
what I'm thinking is, okay, now let's put that into... Pick one of the counties, or we can bring it up here and say only 1,000. How long would it take for the permitting process to get through to be able to start to rebuild, let alone where you're going to find the craftsmen materials and?
Well, and it's a much smaller scale, but if you look back a few years ago when the big winds and the fire hit Weed, and it really was the same thing, it burnt that whole half of Weed
they lost
down. the whole half of their town.
Well, and the biscuit fire in 2002.
But what they did is Cal Recycle and stuff. They stopped a whole bunch of the requirements and stuff and says, let's go start cleaning up, because they're asking people now. Because I mean, it burnt so much metal. These houses, I talked to a couple of people, got to go back to their houses, and they could not find one remnant of their house to keep, or one, you know, one memento. It was just melted and down to nothing.
Well, I had heard that it was so warm that it just exploded into.
No, it
wasn't
literally
a catching fire.
It
was exploding
these things
fires.
They just popped. I mean, you got older houses.
Did you see the picture of Cardinal Newman?
Yeah.
Just with the cross over the arch?
Yeah.
That was good. In a weird sense, that was kind of cool.
No, it was. And I'm just saying, I the resiliency, and again, you've got to be pretty proud to be from Humboldt, because I mean, I know everybody. I must have had 100. I know I had over 100 phone calls. Where do I take stuff? What do I do? Right now, we've got a load going down today. They needed boxes to put the distribution center called, and they needed boxes to put to-go food in, because they're piling them up like mad. And they needed underwear, socks, and sweatpants. Didn't need anything else. Right now, they're sorting through everything else. And I've used the same line since day one. This is a marathon. It's not a race. So we sit back. If you want to donate, don't worry about getting on real quick. Because these families, we have over 20,000, we figure 20,000 to 25,000 people whose houses burned down. Santa Rosa lost 6% of their housing stock. And that doesn't include all the other places that burned.
Yeah, it's not going to be back up next month.
But this is Santa Rosa. So these people, this is going to hit them hard. I mean, it's hitting them hard now. Christmas, the holidays, winter,
just rain.
Yeah, I mean it's going to be. I read an article in the Press Democrat today says this is going to take decades to recover from. They figure they lost. I heard that this is going to be an economic impact. They're talking billions of losses, but the economic impact will be over $85 billion.
So as we're looking at this long term, and certainly Napa's probably going to be the favorite touch for everybody in the country.
And Sonoma, because
and
they're
a little bit at Sonoma too.
They're closer to the Bay Area, because that's where they're going to go.
So you got the sexy on it. Is there anything that the counties, is the state doing anything other than the OES?
Yeah, the state's going to come in. The president gave us a federal disaster right off the get-go, and that opened up so many doors for us to put personnel down there and get paid for them to be down there.
It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rex Bone. Rex, with the situation and certainly what we have south of us, south of Humboldt County, is more intensive than north of us in Curry and in Del Norte. But the challenge, I think, is how do you get folks back up and rolling? You know, if a business is burned out, okay, that's going to take time. If it's a house, that's going to take time. Everything is going to take time. The infrastructure, just everything. You know, as they're kind of, the wheels are in a neutral right now, just kind of spinning. Other than Humboldt County largesse and everybody else's largesse, is there anything structurally that the counties can do? Or, in a really weird kind of way, is this an opportunity for Humboldt County maybe to attract some of these folks up here? I mean, if you're going to be rebuilding your biz, and let's say it was a 40 or a 50-year-old business in Santa Rosa, well, that was built when that town was about 30,000, 35,000, like Eureka is. Is there opportunity? Not to be
nasty about it. You don't want to send, hey, we're still open for business and we're not. No, I understand. And I think you're going to see some of that when the dust settles because people are going to have a hard time. It's going to be expensive to rebuild. Warehouse space down there was already at a premium. Retail space, a little bit.
Now, they may be able to redesign things a little bit. Okay.
More efficiently. Cool.
But nonetheless, I would think that there's some that just are going to say, you know, maybe this isn't where we want to stay now that we have a chance to get footloose. And
they lost over 500,000 square foot of retail wholesale storage. So, you know, retail space and warehouse space. So that's $500 million. I mean, it's a $500,000 square feet. That's a lot of stuff. So
have you had a chance yet to reflect on any of that stuff, or is there anything to kind of?
Oh, I think there's opportunities. I think you're going to see some people opening up, saying, "Hey, I think people are going to understand that." I think Humboldt's made a name for itself because so many different service clubs, individuals. People that don't have a lot called me up and said they wanted to donate. They wanted to give some money. And I says, you know somebody down there? He says, no, but I drive through it all the time. And, you know, and I can tell you from doing auctions for fundraisers for different things, 20% of it is because we are really deeply, deeply care what happened to them. The other 80% is we're kind of saying thank you because it didn't happen to us.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, and not to sound badly, but that's it. God, I'm glad that's not me. And if it did happen to me, I'd hope somebody would give me $100 or send me some underwear and socks. And it's just,
the right size.
Yeah, preferably.
That is a critical.
But I'm talking to people down there. I was talking to one older gentleman. He was waiting to get some food and some clothes. He was going to go stay at his daughter's house. But he says, I lost my house. But I says, I lost every piece of paper that I owned, my wallet, everything. When I answered the door, I had a pair of pants on, and they took me out saying, your house is on fire, you've got to go. He didn't have any other time to grab anything.
Well, there was a story Sunday during the Raider pregame. Cliff Branch lives in Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
He got his three rings, his Super Bowl rings, and literally nothing else. Kids, wife, boom, and out. And you go, okay, this isn't even the go bag.
Yeah.
This is the gone bag.
Well, it really tells me in this day and age when we have everything available to us, take a copy of every piece of paper you own and put it somewhere else. Back it up somewhere so you can revert to you can show pictures.
Safe deposit box concept.
Or anything. You don't have to go rent a safe box, but you could have it. But I do know that people had safes. I had a contractor tell me yesterday sister, they're from Lolita, the Davy family, but his sister's house burned down. And he says, Rex, I build houses. I was sifting through the mess. I couldn't find her granite. I remodeled that place. I couldn't find the granite countertops. Everything else, you couldn't find a sink. Everything melted. But he says, she had a small personal safe, fireproof safe. It was gone. Nobody even melted. One guy said his safe did survive, but everything else inside was ash.
An oven. It wasn't a safe.
Yeah, but this was a extremely hot, devastating fire, and I just.
So as we look at it, it's tough for us to project certainly, and to be in that first person position, but Southern Humboldt, it's the same as Northern Mendocino.
Oh no!
Terrain wise, the grasses, the trees and all this, it could happen here. I don't think our end of the county.
Mad River Fire scared the hell out of them. They dropped everything they could on it.
Right, yeah.
That scared them going up the hill, and they closed Highway 1, and that was on a Saturday, wasn't it? And you had all those hunters up there. There was a lot of individuals.
A lot of action.
And they got a pretty good handle on it right off the get.
So as you look at where we are here, are we prepared? We do earthquake pretty well. We do flood halfway okay. Winds maybe not so much so. Are we ready for fire?
I don't know if it's necessarily fire. I think they're all the same, just natural disasters of that magnitude. Our problem with rural is we don't have the wherewithal and the access to the new communication centers. All these fancy there's new communication centers.
All the cell phones went down.
No,
I got radio buddies that they were the only thing.
Tom Allman has satellite phones. They were all charged, ready to go. But the satellites have been since been upgraded since they bought them a year ago. They weren't programmed to work. So these guys got out in the field and they wouldn't work. So it's little things you find out that, damn, who knew that? And there's their communication center is out Low Gap Road, and that's one of the places where I crossed the street with the high school. We started, they wanted us to cook at the emergency center, and they moved us across the street at the high school, and we took food over to them because there was an evac center there. And on the third day, and his biggest thing is our emergency control center, his communication center, is antiquated. The roof leaks, it's old, the wiring, you know. So
tell them to put it in the basement.
And it's no different from Humboldt. Humboldt's is terrible. We're getting ready to replace it.
Yeah, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rex Bone. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. Rex, the concept of preparation or risk assessment, I guess, is really what it boils down to. There's a lot of money coming through the system. Now we call it Measure Z, or we call it this, or we call it that. A lot of money coming through. And we've in the past focused on cops on the street, things of that nature. You mentioned OES. Well, it's great to have cops out there, but if nobody can talk to them,
And we did give money for a consultant to come in here because we have 4,400 square miles to cover. And the last thing I want to do is have a sheriff out in the middle, because now with the extra deputies, boots on thing, we're getting rural deputies. We're getting more patrol out in the rural area, a lot more patrol out in the rural area. But the last thing, and the problem is these guys don't travel the main streets. So the last thing I want to do is have one of these guys. We just had that one of our sheriffs actually get that murder suspect, and he actually gave himself up from
the Nevada.
He gave himself up, which we were very lucky. But he drives down one of those roads and gets to a gate. He's in a hole. He's all by himself, yeah. And because the systems just aren't up to date, and you know, and so we're having to. And in this day and age of new communications, so much better material equipment out there, we haven't had a major upgrade to our communication system we encompass our DHHS, our probation, our district attorney investigators, and our public safety.
Ignoring the ham operators? I mean, they used to be
I think ham is still a critical. But because I love going out to the thing when they have it out at Woodley Island and everything else. But I still think they're a critical part of that to get the word out around farther, you know, saying, hey, we need, if we're cut off from the world, you know, but I mean, I'm just talking local because, you know, they're far and few between. They've got a pretty good
inside the system talking to the system.
Yeah. Where they all have to talk to each other. I mean, they might be able to get something to somebody, but I mean, we need a system that's integrated so everybody can talk at once, you know, so they can move around and be a little more cohesive, I guess.
Isn't that one of the big pushes for a single dispatch, is to try to do that? And I know CDF's got their own.
I think
Sheriff's got their own. EPD's got their...
They're talking about that. And, I mean, some of the smaller departments have already done that. But, I mean, to have one central dispatch... Be at the top of the, you know, I've always said Humboldt Hill would be a great place to build a 5,000 square
foot.
There wouldn't be any layoffs involved because we'd have so many, and we have so many shortages. but I think...
It's a structural
thing. I do think EPD and the sheriff are talking, you know, and nobody, I think, wants to give up any part of their structure. But I think at the end of the day, if we can be a little more efficient, buy a little bit better radio system for three entities all together as one, and be able to have a, you know, synonymous dispatch system, I think would be a win-win. I think the sheriff thinks so. I know City of Eureka has thought so in the past, and I think we're going to move forward on that. Chapman, Dockwater, I think it's a good idea. Again, I'm not a police officer. I'm not a dispatcher. But it just seems to me if we had one location with a backup system, I mean, obviously with a
with
a redundancy, I think we would be in pretty good shape.
From what I've been told, the challenge is you got state folks that are state. I mean, the CHP will never be part of it because they've got their own structure.
I think they have their own contract, I think.
Yeah, and it's probably out of Sacramento or, you know, whatever. And you got CDF as part of, or Cal Fire as part of that also. So I don't know if that's an attainable goal or not, but it would seem like there's opportunities. You know, and that's, I think, the biggest thing. One of the intriguing things I wanted to ask you about was with the fires down south going over the hilltops and melting down, literally melting down towers and broadcast facilities. The emergency communications were out. The fiber optic line was out.
Well, you know, and they put up
the vulnerabilities that might be there. Is it worth being redundant on these, or you just, okay, you can go so far, but you're not going to go?
It's hard, and I've got a thing from AT&T because I was on calling AT&T on a, and I've got a pretty good relationship with them both out of Santa Rosa, with Renette Allams and Alice Perez and their boss Tim, who's the manager of the North Coast region, and. They came back and told me Tuesday. They says we'll be up by midnight on Tuesday. And I asked, can I tell people that? And they says, Rex, we already know. We wouldn't be telling you if we didn't think you were going to tell people that. But they were up at 11:30. But they had over a mile of fiber optic line that was just laid above. They came up here and got 5,000 feet of it. They just laid it above ground. They didn't even put it on poles. They just laid it on the ground, trying to get up. And so what they were talking about. I was going to, real quick, with the current fires throughout North Coast, AT&T has received several inquiries about the resiliency. Most want to understand how an outage occurred in Humboldt. Under normal circumstances, our network has multiple routes, including Highway 36, along with we can reroute traffic. Unfortunately, with more than 15 fires across 8 counties, the extensive damage to multiple fiber optic lines really hampered their chance to take advantage of the resiliency and the redundancy that they had. And so
they didn't do what the county does as far as exercising through emergency situations. They thought one or the other, and that was it.
They thought it would work, and they've just never hit anything. Well, I mean, eight counties, 15 fires.
A couple years ago, we had that whole big...
Exactly.
And it was going to be an automatic.
Well, they said it was going to... We had the big circle thing. It was just going to go, and they lost 911 in Arcata. And some of that was specifically local. Some of it was because of what they had. Some people had different levels of AT&T service. They never lost service at all. If I knew how those things work, I'd be a lot happier with myself.
Well, if I knew your buddy, I would probably be squeezing him for some money to get the information out here because that really seems goofy.
And there is going to be some follow-up. There is going to be some extreme follow-up. I mean, right now, there is going to be.
We'll bring him in next time. We'll have some follow-up. KINS, News and Information Times, 842. We'll be back with more from Rex.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rex Bone. Rex, so are we ready? Is Humboldt County ready for the next whatever?
I mean, whether it's
an earthquake or whatever it is, flood, the normal stuff, slides, slip-outs, all those kinds of things, are we ready?
The nice thing about it is we've had them all. We've had them all.
We haven't had the fire in the last 30 or 40 years.
And the other thing is, I don't think we've ever had a tsunami to speak of at the level of Crescent City. So we haven't had that. We've had haven't had a major flood since 64. We've had minor flooding, and we've learned some lessons from that. I know I got to homes. I know some guys are built up on stilts.
Right.
I mean, we are ready to a certain extent, but a flood can tell you it's going 3 days before it's going to happen. You might very well be having a flood here. You might want to start packing stuff up. A fire that's running at 25 miles an hour, you don't have any time. Some of the other issues, the fires, it's like somebody said, but it's full of redwoods. But I mean, just Sequoia
Park.
We're
not going to burn the same way that
we're not going to burn a lot. I know a lot of the redwood grows, but I mean, you get. We were driving around some of the, like on the hill coming out of Willits. When we were coming back, there were stumps still on flame. And if anybody remembers the old Hayfork fire from 30 years ago or 40 years ago now, or whatever, that really never went out till it snowed. And they said when the snow thawed, some of those things had just smoldered in these big stumps and came back up. And so, I mean, but that they really were still fighting that fire in December when it was snowing. So, I mean, if a fire
redwoods are a different critter with this.
They are when they're going to burn. But I says right now, I think their canopies would go up.
Do you?
I think, yeah, because it's so dry. Have you ever seen more redwood leaves?
Yeah, I know. They kind of look a little.
Look at your house, because you've got some redwoods around yours.
Yeah.
There are more redwood leaves and
turning
and
color a little bit.
But they don't. But there's houses just covered with them that have always had gutter problems with them. But,
that's a stupid Monterey pines.
But it's just all over. Yeah, yeah.
That's what we need to do. We need to start a campaign to get rid of Monterey pines.
Those things explode because all that sap and things.
Oh, yeah.
But
and
I mean,
so dirty.
Yeah, but I mean, the redwoods have always been, you know, but down in your area along O and along that with so many of those red trees, it just amazes me that the gutters are just full of the boughs or whatever, the leaves coming off them or whatever, you know.
The needles and stuff.
Yeah, and it's just, and I've never seen that many, but, you know, we're only 1 year out of that drought, and it takes 3 years to recover for a tree to recover out of that drought, so.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, but the communication side, I know there's been a fair amount of emphasis on. Billy and the sheriffs have got a lot more deputies out there running around, so there's more eyes to see. But I wonder, even with all the exercises and going here and going there and doing the disaster planning, if we are ready. Or if there's going to be something like what you said,
you know,
Sheriff Ullman ran into.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah. And without this sounding like a very cheap commercial for Measure Z, but that's what it's going to turn out to be. That 0.5% where we have spent so much money putting new engines, helping build firehouses, putting our volunteers up on a level. You can remember 90% of our fire departments are volunteer.
That's what I was wondering, if it's going to change the priorities of Measure Z.
Bringing them up.
To the volunteer
guys. But I think we still need to keep going with them to bring them up to their level, because they're going to be the first responder in the rural areas.
Probably be the first responder, period.
Yeah. And
Blue Lake with its situation.
Blue Lake, Humboldt Bay Fire, Fortuna, these guys in Arcata, they're all going to back everybody up. They're going to show up when they can. But these guys, you know, these bake departments, you know, bake sale departments are going to be the number one guys on the ground.
Well, hopefully that'll all be theory for the next 5 years.
There you go.
We'll see
I hope
what
so.
Happens,
I hope so.
Thanks for helping out.
You bet.
See everybody tomorrow.